6. The psychological dynamics of loss. I can't get out here. I'm losing too much. Loser's famous last words. In mid-October 1983, while the bean oil position was blowing up in my face, I got a call from my mom. Dad is going into the hospital for exploratory cancer surgery. It shouldn't be a big deal and they don't expect a problem, but they have to take a look, she said. She called back the next day after the surgery, and the news from the doctor was that the cancer had spread through his whole body and he had 6 months to live. They'd given him a full colostomy and he would start going to chemo radiation therapy immediately. 2 months later, I got a call from my dad. He said, "Mom's gone. I can't find her. She left last night and hasn't come home." As it turned out, my mom had committed suicide. She had walked into the Ohio River and drowned herself. The only good news was that she didn't know I was broke, so it wasn't my situation that made her do it. She did it because my dad was so sick and going to die and she couldn't deal with it. I'd really have been in bad shape if I'd thought that she did it because of my situation. But they had no idea that I'd gone under. Things didn't look any different. We still lived in the house and so on. I just didn't have the same job. They knew I'd had a job change, but they didn't know why. By that time, my dad was in and out of the nursing home and had a full-time nurse at home. I was driving back and forth almost every weekend visiting him and watching him die. I would go one weekend and my brother would go the next. Finally, in August of 1984, he died. So between August 1983 and August 1984, I lost all of my money, went $400,000 in debt, lost my membership, my job, my Board of Governors seat, my executive committee seat, and both of my parents. I lost everything that was important to me except my wife and kids. That was not a good 12 months. I am not relating this story for your pity. I am relating it because it helps convey some important observations I made about the nature of loss. My losses in the market weren't the same as the losses in my personal life. My gambling losses in Las Vegas weren't the same as losses in the markets. All those losses were different from the loss of my parents, which was different from losing my Board of Governors seat. Most people acknowledge that losses will happen regardless of the type of business venture. A light bulb manufacturer knows that 2 out of 300 bulbs will break. A fruit dealer knows that 2 out of 100 apples will rot. Losses per se don't bother them. Unexpected losses and losing on balance does. Acknowledging that losses are part of business is one thing. Taking and accepting those losses in the markets is something else entirely. In the markets, people tend to have difficulty actively, as opposed to passively, as in the case of the fruit dealer and bulb manufacturer, taking losses. That is, accepting and controlling losses so that the business venture itself doesn't become a loser. This is because all losses are treated as failure. In every other area of our lives, the word loss has negative connotations. People tend to regard the words loss, wrong, bad, and failure as the same, and win, right, good, and success as the same. For instance, we lose points for wrong answers on tests in school. Likewise, when we lose money in the market, we think we must have been wrong. The American Heritage Dictionary defines lose as 1. To be deprived of through death, and 2. To fail to win, that is, to lose a game, to be defeated. Most of the time, lose or loss is associated with games. Somehow the concepts profit and loss get confused with win and lose and right and wrong. But if you lose as a participant of a game, you weren't wrong, you were defeated. If you lose as a spectator of a game, you must have placed a bet or expressed an opinion on the game's outcome, and you lost money or were wrong, but you were not defeated.